So let's talk about beheadings, shall we? They're the MO of ISIS militants, not the kind of crime you'd expect to hear in a small town outside Oklahoma City. But now the FBI is investigating after a woman was beheaded while working at a food distribution warehouse. And now we are learning that this ISIS style of killing may not be a coincidence. We want to go to CNN's Martin Savage. He is following it all for us. So, Martin, we're hearing that the FBI may be called in to investigate claims that he was trying to convert people to Islam. Obviously, there is a fear of copycat killings by ISIS supporters right here. What can you tell us about that?
Well, as you point out, ISIS itself has put out a call to people who may be sympathetic to their cause in these nations that have now joined the coalition to destroy ISIS to launch attacks. So could this be something like that? There's no doubt that there is that concern, and there are some red flags, as you point out. Yesterday, this was first reported as a workplace dispute. It was a man who had been fired, and it looked at that time like possibly this person had sought revenge by, unfortunately, attacking people where he worked. However, today we learned that M.O., that the first person he attacked was a woman. He not only stabbed her, but beheaded her. And as you point out, these days, anytime you hear that word, you think automatically of terror. Then on top of that, according to authorities, this same person who is now identified as Alton Nolan, 30 years old, is the suspect, that he tried to convert fellow employees at that plant before he was fired to becoming a member of the Islamic faith. So add those things together, and people are starting to say, wait a minute here, maybe this was something inspired, or maybe in some way he was sympathetic to the terrorist causes. That's why the local police have called in the FBI. The FBI now would be looking at this man's social footprint on social media, in other words, trying to find out, you know, what websites or with whom was he communicating. Was he actually getting orders from somewhere, or was he merely finding these videos that are readily available out there and finding that he liked what he was hearing from ISIS? We don't know. It's still being investigated. But in the heartland of America, it is sending shockwaves across the rest of the country. But it seems that at least on the federal level, they are looking at this as if it's possibly a lone wolf. In other words, someone inspired by ISIS, but not necessarily a card-carrying member, not necessarily somebody who was flown to the United States or directed to come here to carry out an assault. It's really way too early. They are just starting to follow the threads, Don.